Before we start the show, I want to give you guys a reminder that the entries for the 5th annual Sleepwire Pro-Am are still available. We're still taking entries for a couple more weeks now. If you haven't heard of it, it's a large charity league with analysts, podcasters, and writers from around the fantasy industry, such as Justin Boone, Jake Seeley, Marcus Grant, Pat Fitzmaurice, Matt Harmon, Ryan McDowell, and more. We are keeping the entry fee the same as last year. It's $50 to get into a Pro-Am, $30 to get into a Sleepwire Listener League, or $75 for both. Go to sleepwire.com/donate. After you've donated, take a screenshot of the confirmation and email it to sleepwire@gmail.com. Include your name, email address, and sleeper username, and we will get you on the list. We had 7 leagues last year. Let's make this year the biggest year yet.
Welcome everybody to Mock Meadow Monday. So excited to be here once again. This is your boy Showtime George. With me, I've got Crazy Greg and Freaky Fallon. I don't know why I called them Crazy Greg and Freaky Fallon. I just kind of made those names up on the fly. It's kind of my thing. Anyway, Greg, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the name. I like it.
Fallon, you okay with that?
I'm totally freaky. So yeah, you hit it right on the. You just hit it perfectly.
Wonderful. So we're getting ready to start a mock draft that we're doing on Sleeper. I pushed a little tweet about the mock on Sleeper, and in about 2.5 seconds, we had 9 other people join us for this mock. So it should be fun. Yes, ma'am.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been on Sleeper for a bit. Does Sleeper now show the opt-out players or no?
I'm sure that they have the opt-out players on there. So that will be up to you not to draft the opt-out players.
Gotcha.
We are doing 16 rounds. It will be one quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 2 flex, 1 super flex, and the rest will be 7 bench spots. This draft, I decided not to do any kickers or defense because I got a lot of flack from the guys on the last one that we did with kickers and defense. So for the sake of picking on me, I decided not to do it. Before we hit the draft, if you want, you could follow along the Sleeper Wire Show at Sleeper Wire Show on Twitter. You could follow me on Twitter at BFTG Pod. I am also on the Sleeper app at BFTGEO. Greg, why don't you tell them where they can find you on all those platforms?
You only find me really on 2 platforms, at Sleeper, at Dino Mechanic, and also on Twitter, at Dino Mechanic.
I love the fact that they are the same. That is amazing.
Hey, it's easy, simple.
You're a simple man. You are truly a simple man. Fallon, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
Well, on Sleeper, you can find me at Just a Girl. And sadly, Twitter already had Just a Girl, so I am FF_JustAGirl on Twitter.
Fantastic. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but I just started the draft, which means Greg is on the clock.
Is this PPR or half PPR?
This is full PPR. I figured that is probably the most common format that people will be using, so we'll just stick with it.
Perfect.
Good plan. Good plan, George.
I try to have some good plans. I don't have a lot. So we have in the room, we got Dino Mechanic at 101, Bonnaroo Jack at 12, Alex Tzak 77. I'm going to kill some of these names. At 103, Blake Otane at 104. I am drafting out of 105. Creasy 19 at 106. Nick Clark 1225 at 17. Demi at 18. I don't need. I can't. Schwartz 625 at 109. Fallon is just a girl at 110. Hakuna Matata. I love that name. At 111. He did the last draft with us, I believe.
He did.
And I think Easy ESQ or Esquire did the last draft with us at 12 as well, and he is on the turn. So
I also think Nick Clark was too.
I think Nick Clark was also with us last time. So I'm super excited about this draft. I'm super excited for the NFL season. I truly do believe we will have an NFL season. I honestly don't think that they're going to cancel the season. If anything, I think it will be a shortened season. What do you guys feel about that?
I'd say go big or go home. I think they're going to have a full season. If they cancel it, it'll be super early. If they have more than 8 games, I think they're just going to tough it out and go to the end.
Fallon, what do you think? What's your woman's intuition?
My intuition is I don't know if it's going to go because was it the Cardinals now have like 6 or 7, if I believe, COVID. So that's a team 2 with the baseball within a week and a half of playing or just over a week. So I think it's all going to depend on what happened with the baseball.
So
because it's just,
if you look at the NBA, they've been pretty successful. Now you can't put everybody in the NFL in a bubble like they did the NBA in hockey, but the NBA has been pretty successful. With their COVID tests so far, I don't think they've had hardly anybody test positive. The NHL has had exactly 0 test positive so far. And the NFL right now, while they're having some people test positive, I'm a little confused because they're putting them on this COVID list, but they're not coming out and saying that they have COVID. They're just on a list where either they have it or potentially exposed to somebody around them that's had it.
So therefore they're quarantining.
Yeah. Until they get tested, and if they test positive, they stay on the list. And we've already seen people that were on the list and then taken off almost right away.
See, I think it's really going to depend on what happens with the baseball. If that goes through, because yeah, hockey and basketball, they're in a bubble. They're safe. They're not around the others. Whereas baseball and football aren't.
So let me ask you guys about the opt-out. Thursday at 4 o'clock is the deadline to opt out. I feel like if you're a veteran player, you're more likely to opt out than if you are somebody that may or may not have been like on a roster bubble or somebody who's been in the NFL a few years and has, you know, at least their first contract played through. How do you guys feel about that?
Go ahead, Fallon.
I agree. No, I agree. I think sounds kind of negative, I think, but you know, we're seeing only like couple, I think there's like 3 or 4 top names, or really 1 top name, a couple other so-so players opting out. And I think I'm talking fantasy relevant wise. But all the other names, it's like, guys, I don't even know. I have to dig deep. And part of me is thinking they're opting out just to get that guaranteed money.
The guaranteed money is only what, like $150,000?
Only.
I mean, listen, $150,000 is a lot to you and I, right? Like, for sure. Like, that's more than, you know, I make a year. That's more than you make a year, Greg. It's not more than Fallon makes a year. Fallon's loaded, okay?
Loaded.
But what, if you've got, you know, a contract for $2-4 million, like, and you're only going with $150,000, like, it's not a whole lot of money. I mean, if you're passing up millions and taking $150,000.
But if you're a tight end 6 and you may not make the team,
Those are what I've
noticed on the list, and I haven't looked at the list for a while, but with the guys that I saw opting out, fantasy role on the offense, I'm not talking IDP, but on the offense, I'm seeing these guys are guys I've not really heard of. So this way they're kind of guaranteed money and if they get cut or not. I mean, this is before preseason. So it's just, I don't know. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. I just kind of, I feel weird. I just don't trust it all.
No. And that makes a lot of sense. It really does. Let's save off the COVID talk for a minute, because I feel like we could go on about that for a while. But let's go ahead and review the first round. Greg, I want to get you in here. Why don't you go through the first round? Tell us who was drafted, because you just picked, so you're good. Greg, you there, buddy? Can you hit the mute button there, Greg?
I can see his mouth move. Nothing out of it.
I can't hear him. Fallon, why don't you go ahead with the first round?
All right, so Dino Mechanic, Mr. Greg, started with Christian McCaffrey, which is no surprise. And then we've got Bono Rujak, went with Barkley. Number three is Zeke. Number four, we have Blake Otain, who went Kamara. And Gio went Dalvin Cook.
We don't have to say who picked who.
Not the names? Yeah, all the right, players. Then we got... Yeah. Then we got Patrick Mahomes at six. At seven, we got CEH. At eight, we got Michael Thomas, Lamar Jackson. I took Derrick Henry, the Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb. Do you want me to keep going with round two?
Nope. So, Greg, do you have audio yet? That's a negative. Okay. That's fine. So, Fallon, of that first round, is there anything that kind of stood out to you that kind of surprised you? A player that went too early, somebody that fell, somebody along those lines.
Well, I'm not loving CEH at 1.7, even with Williams opting out. And I really think Mahomes at 1.6 is so early. I think he's a third-round pick, if anything. I'm sorry. I know he's a superstar, but damn, in a one – oh, wait. Oh, it's super flex.
It is super flex.
Never mind. I take that back. No, I like Mahomes. So really, it's CEH is the only one I really think is the one I don't like so far.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm not a big CEH guy. Anybody who's done a show with me, anybody that follows me on Twitter knows I am just not a CEH guy. I honestly thought Damian Williams was the guy you want there. And once he opted out, obviously that increased CEH's value. So I get him going earlier. I still don't want to risk him in the first round. Like, I'm just concerned the Kansas City is going to go out and they're going to sign somebody, whether it be Devonta Freeman or wait to see somebody gets cut and they'll bring somebody in. I don't know. CEH was like my fifth or sixth best running back in this class. And yeah, I mean, he landed in a great situation and a great spot. And it definitely helps that Williams opted out. But I don't know. I think I would have taken Derrick Henry, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb. I would have Josh Jacobs. I would have took all those guys before I would have took CEH, just because I think they're all safer.
Yeah.
His upside is definitely tremendous, but I'm not willing to risk first round on CEH. I just can't do it.
I don't see him being a Barkley. I just don't.
No, he's not even remotely close. Again, the situation is great though.
Right. Hey, so a question is, when I'm looking at this, on the list, I don't know if you've seen the COVID list, but when there's a COVID right next to a guy's name, such as Kenny Galladay, I didn't realize he got COVID. Does that mean he's on the list or he has it? Or
just means they're on just means they're on the list.
So we don't know what being on the list means.
Nope.
All right. I love how secretive the NFL is.
Yeah. And I mean, I know they could say it's HIPAA and whatnot, but like, They just said he's on the list. So he's that's what he is. He's on the list. Yeah, other than that, the first round, like you said, rounded out. We had a ton of running backs go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the 12 picks. I guess it would have been easier right. for me to count the non-running backs that had went. And the only non-running backs was Mahomes, Michael Thomas, and Lamar Jackson. And in a super flex, those three guys should all be first-round picks for sure.
Yeah.
So going through the second round, I'll read through it real quick. 2-1 was Austin Eckler. 2-2, Josh Jacobs. 2-0-3 was Tyreek Hill. 2-0-4, Devontae Adams. 2-5, Kenyon Drake. 2-6, Julio Jones. 2-7 was Miles Sanders. Creasy 19, you're on my list, and it's not a good list to be on because that's who I was planning on taking. I went ahead and took the first tight end of the draft, Travis Kelce. I figure if I got to start one, I want a stud, and I want to see how this plays out with me taking a tight end early.
I have to agree with you with that, George, because, you know, if you don't get one of the top tight ends, you know, they can double as a wide receiver and tight end if you get one of those top four guys. Otherwise, it's, you know, not worth it. So in a way, you get a tight end and a wide receiver if you go early.
Yep.
So I think it's a good pick.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I finished the round with DeAndre Hopkins at 2-9. Chris Godwin at 2-10, Aaron Jones at 2-11, and George Kittle at 2-12. So I was not the only one that decided to take the tight end early. Me and Greg both decided to hop on running backs there. Was there anything in that round, Fallon, that kind of surprised you?
No, it looks like a pretty normal draft. Nothing's really jumping out on me.
Okay. Looking through, like I said, the only thing I think that surprised me was the two tight ends. I don't hate Greg at all. I know he's a 49ers fan. It does not surprise me. He took Kittle at 212. The position is set for him. So, you know, I can't hate that at all. Going through round three, Greg started off with Jonathan Taylor. Go ahead.
Doesn't that seem a little early for Taylor? I don't know. Maybe it depends on who's there.
If you look at the running backs that went after him, I think so, but they're all pretty much in that tier of people that went after him. The tier that went after him, it's like James Conner went 3-2, Todd Gurley went 3-4, Fournette 3-6, David Johnson 3-7, Chris Carson 3-9. Like, all of them have questions. There's no sure thing in that group at all. Between injuries and is Fournette even going to be on Jacksonville? You know, there's questions with all of them. So it's that tier. I think it's right. I'm not going to bash him for taking him at 3-1. He's within that tier. I'll read through round three real quick, and then I'll probably be on the clock when I finish. So I'll let you talk about if anything stood out.
Okay.
3-1 was Jonathan Taylor, as we discussed. 3-2 was James Conner. 3-3, Kyler Murray. 3-4, Todd Gurley. I would Dak Prescott at 3-5. Leonard Fournette, 3-6. David Johnson at 3-7. Allen Robinson at 3-8. Chris Carson at 3-9. Fallon, you took Deshaun Watson at 3-10. Adam Thielen at 3-11. And Odell Beckham Jr. ended the round at 3-12. Is there anything in that round, Fallon, that just really stands out to you?
Well, what I find really fascinating is how David Johnson, for rightful reason, is really moving up in the ADP. I mean, you know, a few weeks ago, if we were doing this draft, David Johnson would be going, I don't know, sixth, seventh round. He was getting no love. And now they're showing some love for the guy. And I think rightfully so, which I discussed last week on our show. So I really love the David Johnson pick. The rest of them seems pretty good. I don't know if I'm on board with Odell Beckham this year. I just... There's so many mouths to feed. He just hasn't been performing the way that he did when he was with the Giants. And I don't know if it's Baker. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's whatever.
Well, he had hernia surgery. He played last year with a hernia. So,
right.
I mean, that obviously, you know, he was a solid wide receiver too. Now, he disappointed because where you had to take him last year mm-hmm. to get him. Like, he was definitely a within the first round. If not the first round, at least within the first 15, 16 picks. And he did not return that value. So I could understand people being down on him. But I think it's more along the lines of people are down on him based solely upon where they drafted him versus what he got in return. I don't mind him at 312. The thing that kind of surprised me in this round was Allen Robinson going before Odell Beckham. Like, I can get on board with Adam Thielen. I struggle a little bit with Allen Robinson. Now, I know Allen Robinson is a PPR monster. I totally get this.
The quarterback has a question. Is it Trubisky or is it?
I struggle to be on board with players going to a new team. And if you notice, like, my first five picks, Dalvin Cook, Travis Kelce, Dak Prescott, Kenny Galladay, Mark Ingram, all guys that were on their teams last year. So they're not learning a new playbook. Even if they're having no preseason games and reduced training camps and reduced camps all across the board, like, there's consistency where they were there last year. And for me, that is huge.
Right.
So I just –
Right.
I'm
– And I'm with no preseason, all that.
Yeah, like, what is the chemistry – between Allen Robinson and Nick Foles? Like, there's none. Is Trubisky mm-hmm. going to be the starter? I read a lot on Twitter that people think the starter will not be Trubisky. That it did we time right. out?
Yep, we timed out.
Oh, man, we timed out in the fifth round. All right, computer will pick his player.
So I just got to say really quickly, I never thought in a million years I would get Zach Ertz at 5.10.
No, that is an amazing pick, to be honest. Like, I looked at 4.8, and now I already have Kelce. But I legitimately
right.
considered taking another tight end at 4.8, and I was going back and forth between Andrews and Zach Ertz. I think Zach Ertz is going to eat a lot in Philadelphia this year. Like, there's hardly any wide receivers there to throw to. It's insane. Alshon Jeffrey's probably starting on the pup.
I stole him.
Yeah. No, that's a great pick. It really is. I hate you.
I know. Well, you hate me for other reasons, too, so I'm used to it. No, it's a good pick. You did say nice things about me once.
I did. One time. I'll do anything once. I'll go through.
We're on round four, aren't we?
Yeah, you're getting ready to be on the clock. So what I'll do is I'll go through and read yep. through round four, and then I'll let you talk about it because you're up next.
All righty. Okay.
So EZSQ, Esquire, whatever you want to be called, took 4-1. He took Juju, 4-2, Cooper Kupp, 4-3, Mike Evans to Fallon, 4-4 was Melvin Gordon, 4-5 was DJ Moore, Le'Veon Bell at 4-6. Amari Cooper 4-7. I took Kenny Galladay, excuse me, at 4-8. Mark Andrews went 4-9. Calvin Ridley 4-10. Robert Woods 4-11. And AJ Brown at 4-12. Fallon, after you make this pick, tell me if there was anything there that surprised you.
Melvin Gordon, I don't think it's, you know, that's not a bad place. I'm just thinking he's going to disappoint. I think Kupp is going pretty late. I'm surprised he's going all the way down to the fourth round. And actually, no, the rest of the – I love the DJ Moore pick. Demi did the DJ Moore, so I'm pretty happy with that one.
The one pick that really stands out for me is Robert Woods. Robert Woods in the fourth round, I don't like. I get the hype around him. And listen, he finished the season pretty strong last year. But if you remember the first half of the season, Like, people were literally cutting the guy. It just, he was not good. So, I'm not a huge fan at all of taking Robert Woods in the fourth round. Guys that went in the fifth round, I would much rather have over Robert Woods. We'll start with A.J. Brown at 412, the very next pick.
Right.
Then D.J. Chark, D.K. Metcalf, Keenan Allen at 5'7", Terry McLaurin at 5'8". I would prefer every single one of those guys over Robert Woods.
Yeah, see, I was torn between – I was about to go McLaurin, but then when I saw Ertz was there, I was like, oh, man, I got to go Ertz.
Yeah, no, Ertz was a great pick. I even posted in the chat, I love the value on Ertz.
Right.
So that was an absolute great pick. Looks like I am on the clock next. Fallon, why don't you go ahead and read through the fifth round?
Well, I do have to say one thing about the – oh, we haven't read the fifth round. At 5.1, we've got Russell Wilson, DJ Shark. We got David Montgomery, Metcalf, Mark Ingram the second, T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, David Singletary, my wonderful pick of a Zach Ertz, Kareem Hunt, and Raheem Mozart, which I wanted to come back to me so badly because you guys know I'm a Mozart lover.
Yeah, you
took teased me for
league.
It.
You took him in one league in the third round. Woo!
That one league was Scott Fish League. I know, yeah. That was a little bit of a reach.
Get your guy, Fallon. Woo!
I know.
Spicy.
Oh, goodness. But for me, reading this round here, I love Terry McLaurin in the fifth round. I'm not in love with Singletary. And I think this round, I don't know about T.Y. Hilton because he's got Rivers throwing to him. And so Rivers chokes.
Put your hate for Rivers aside. What he does is fantastic for T.Y. Hilton. Like, Rivers is a deep thrower. Like, he'll chuck the ball down the field. That's exactly what T.Y. Hilton does, is stretches the field. And now you put Rivers, and I know you hate the guy, but he's going to be behind the best offensive line he's ever played behind. Like, last year, right, the man had no time to throw the ball. And then all of a sudden, you put him behind the best offensive line he's ever had. He's going to have time to throw the ball. T.Y. Hilton's going to have time to get separation.
You know, that's not necessarily true. I mean, you got to realize Rivers played with San Diego or LA, whatever they are, the Chargers.
Yep. And look
for
what he did
16 years. And he had, there was years he had great offensive line and he still choked. And he still couldn't do
anything. He's never had – this is the best offensive line he's ever played behind. It's not even honestly remotely close. I'm about to mess everybody up with this draft pick.
I can't wait to see it.
I might do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to.
You're going for Gronk. Let me bet. I'm guessing Gronk.
Nope. Wrong. Right position, wrong player.
Oh. That's right position, an interesting pick.
Right position, wrong player. Like I said –
that C-19 just sniped me on the Josh Allen. Oh, I'm not happy with him.
So, okay. It's okay. It happens. So, where were we? Oh, yeah, fifth round. I don't see anything really that sticks out. I'm not loving the Devin Singletary pick. I think there's a couple guys that went after him I'd rather have. Mostert, Hunt, Cam Akers, Swift, Geis for sure. Jones. I don't know if I'd rather have Ronald Jones than Singletary. They're one of the same. But I broke up a quarterback run here. There's a little run going. On each side of me, you got Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers. I took Evan Ingram, then you got Josh Allen, Carson Wentz. Like there's a quarterback run going. I hope Demi keeps it up. Because I've already got my two quarterbacks.
See, I'm torn on what's going to happen depending on what happens because I actually have a trade right now pending. I have Baker, and the trade is for Danny Dimes. So do I want to go in this round Baker or do I want to go Daniel Jones? I guess how I go here might decide if I accept that trade or not.
Well, there is definitely a run on quarterbacks, and I'm just going to continue it.
Oh, you just...
I took Cam Newton. Relax.
No, I just got somewhat... No, my decision got made because Daniel Jones was just taken, so I'm going to take Baker.
So I'm going to go ahead and read the sixth round because I really want to talk about the seventh round.
Yeah. So
6-1 was Tyler Lockett, Tom Brady, Cam Akers, DeAndre Swift, Darius Geis, followed by Darren Waller as tight end number 5 off the board. Ronald Jones, I took Drew Brees as my second quarterback. I actually looked at Matt Ryan there. I wanted Matt Ryan over Drew Brees. The reason I didn't take him is that would mean Matt Ryan and Drew Brees had the same bye week, and I don't see much of a separation between Matt Ryan and Drew Brees. So playing the bye week there, I took Brees. Cortland Sutton, Stephon Diggs, Devontae Parker, and AJ Green round out the sixth round. Not a whole lot really that sticks out to me. You got the upside running backs with Akers and Swift, the two rookies.
Yeah, it was torn between do I want to go Akers or Swift? And I have a lot of Swift, so I thought, let me do something different with Akers. I have a good feeling about him.
I love the Akers pick. I really want to get into this round number 7 here now. Holy smokes.
All right, I'll read it off. And
drafting. You're drafting. I'm reading.
I already know who I want.
Well, so. That's fine.
All right, then you read.
So the wide receiver 1 in Houston went at 7-1. That would be Mr. Brandon Cooks, Mr. 1,000-yard man himself. Marquise Brown, who I absolutely love, Hollywood Brown, 7-2. Then we went on a huge quarterback run that is still going as we speak. Matt Ryan, 7-3, 7-4, Aaron Rodgers. I broke up the run with Evan Ingram at 7-5. Josh Allen went at 7-6, 7-7, Carson Wentz, 7-8, Cam Newton, 7-9, Daniel Jones, 7-10, Baker Mayfield, 7-11, Matthew Stafford, 7-12, Joe Burrow, 8-1, Jimmy Garoppolo, 8-2, Jared Goff, Fallon. We had 11 out of 12 picks in a row were quarterbacks.
I love it when I start the run. I'm in the end of the run. No, I still am happy with the quarterbacks because other than getting sniped Josh Allen, I wouldn't have picked any of the other ones.
That is what happens when you don't pay attention to the board. There's one person that has no quarterbacks in a super flex league. There is two people. No, everybody has two except for one guy that's got three. But Greg, who is way at the other end of the board, only has one quarterback, and it's Russell Wilson. Like, the run happened, and he got the short end of this stick. Greg, right. I know you can hear me. I know you can't speak. I'm going to pour a little bit out for you later. It was a phenomenal run. It was glorious. It pushed so much value down the board that I absolutely love it. And the fact that you have got caught with your pants down and didn't have a second quarterback before the run began makes it even better. It was so beautiful, Fallon. Such a beautiful run.
It was. I love it when it happened. And my strategy and idea of Superflex is I like to grab if I can get a Lamar or Mahomes in the first round, great. Though I like to go around third round and grab one of the top ones. So I was torn between Wilson and Watson. Now I'm kind of excited for Watson this year, even though he doesn't have Knuck. So I was happy with my third round and then waiting a few more rounds and getting Baker. And I'm happy with the quarterbacks, but I make sure I get one in the first three rounds whenever I play Superflex.
Yeah. So I took one in the third round and then I had some foreshadowing going on and I took one in the sixth round. And then everybody went ham on quarterback in the seventh round.
Yeah, you're the only one who didn't. You're the one who broke up the whole line with your Ingram.
I knew. I seen. So this is a very important thing to look at when you're doing a super flex league. There's going to be at some point a quarterback run. Okay? And you want to be ahead of the run. I was definitely ahead of the run on this. I figured I'm getting close to the back end of the sixth round at 6'8". So it's in middle-ish, sort of back-ish. It's like, you know, right there-ish. So I figured I would take a quarterback because I knew a run was coming. I also looked at the guys that were after me. And only two guys after me had quarterbacks. So I figured for sure, okay, they're either going to grab both of their quarterbacks now or they're going to take them on their way back. And in the seventh round, they were going to grab them. And I wanted to see what they were going to do. I did not trust what they were doing. So I took the quarterback ahead of them, and I'm so glad I did. That allowed me to snatch up Evan Engram as my second tight end, and I can also flex him because there's two flexes. And what I was looking at on the board as far as wide receivers go, I didn't like more than I liked Evan Engram. So I could put Evan Engram at one of my flex spots now, and I can put him right in my starting lineup. And I have I have Evan Engram as my number four tight end. I know that sounds crazy. A lot of people think, you know, the big three, Ertz, Kittle, Kelsey, and then Mark Andrews, and then Evan Engram, Darren Waller, like that tier. I think Evan Ingram's in for a big year.
I also think Caden Hurst is. So I wouldn't be drafting him in the eighth round. He's someone I would wait till 10th or 11th. I think 8th is still a little early for him, but I think he could be in for a good year.
I'm not a believer in a player leaves, so a player comes in and automatically takes that person's snap share, that person's target share, and is just going to plug right in at that person. Like, I just don't believe that. I don't think Hayden Hurst is – he'll have some boom weeks for sure in that offense because the defense is atrocious. But I'm not sure he's going to be consistent week in, week out. I agree. He should have gone later.
He'd be a great best ball grab.
Yes, absolutely. If this was best ball, Hayden Hurst is the guy I would definitely be targeting for sure.
So let me ask you this, George.
Yep.
Seeing these players with the COVID designation, are you hesitant to draft them or not?
No, I already took Kenny Galladay in the fourth round.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're right.
No hesitation whatsoever on my part on taking these players that had the COVID designation. They're only going to be out 2 weeks at max, maybe three. We have right now, we have more than 3 weeks till the start of the season. So if they've already got it, great.
Greg, you are my enemy. I do not believe you sniped Debo from me.
Oh, I was just looking
for him. Oh, my God.
I was actually going to take him if he was still there.
Oh, you are just a big jerk. And he's smiling all innocent at me. You should have gone with your Tevin Coleman or Matt Breida love.
I don't like my second wide receiver, but if he stays healthy, he'll be good for me. And in the ninth round, I you know.
Will Fuller's like Jordan Reed. He's like good for a couple games and amazing, and then he's out for the year.
Oh, did you see Jordan Reed actually signed with a team today?
No way.
Yep, San Francisco Ooh. 49ers.
Wow.
Listen, I mean, if Kittle gets the COVID, like Jordan Reed could easily step in for a couple of games, right?
Right. How old is he though? Isn't he like, he seems so much, he's always seemed older than he is just because he's always injured.
Yeah, exactly. He's not that old. He's only 30 years old.
Right. So, and that's not that old for a tight end.
Nope. So lots of upside right there. He could come in. He could play the system. He's played with Kyle Shanahan before. So
right.
There's definitely the familiarity there. So actually for the 49ers, I like that. For Jordan Reed himself, not a huge fan. Fallon, you are about to be on the clock here in just a couple minutes.
Couple seconds,
really. Yeah. After you make your pick, why don't you go ahead and read through the eighth round for me? Or if you want to start it now, that's fine too.
All right, I'm deciding. I know who I'm going, and no making fun of me on my pick in 45 seconds. Is this? Oh no, he's on the clock. So,
well, you're on the clock now. What are you thinking?
I'll help all right, I'm going with my homeboy. I mean,
fill up, Lindsay.
And the ninth round. You know what?
It's the back end of the ninth. I don't hate it. Honestly, I don't.
I don't hate it either. You know, I usually avoid Broncos because I'm so biased. Though at the end of the ninth round, I'm kind of liking it. All right, so here we go with the eighth round. We start with Jimmy G. I'm doing the eighth round, right?
Yep.
All right, and then we're doing Jared Goff. I went Marlon Mack because, you know, I know they got their new young rookie, but, you know, he ain't going anywhere. And we got Julian Edelman. We got Dobbins. James White, who I was torn against. I really like that pick. Jarvis Landry. Jordan Howard. Michael Gallup. Sony Michel. Hayden Hurst. And Ryan Tannehill. So Greg finally got himself a quarterback.
He's got two quarterbacks now. Everybody has two quarterbacks, yeah, except for Bonnaroo Jack. He still has no quarterbacks at all. He's the only one with no quarterbacks. And then Blake Otain has Aaron Rodgers as his only quarterback. So it's interesting. There's still some quarterbacks I don't mind on the board, to be honest. Like Big Ben's still there. Rivers is there. Locke's there. Bridgewater's there. Cousins there. Minshew's there. Carr's there. Donald's there. So there's some starters still available. I guess if you're punting the position and you're looking at these old guys or these unproven or new guys, new teams, like, I mean, Bonnaroo Jack, it may work out for him. If he came back and landed Phillip Rivers and Kirk Cousins as his starting quarterbacks, like, you know, I don't hate that.
So I'm torn between Madison and Slayton. And with, you know, Dalvin Cook showing up to practice, Madison's value is not as high now, so I guess I'm going to have to go Slayton.
I was going to say, I would also look at the construction of your team, where you have a bunch of running backs, but you only have two wide receivers.
I have a bad habit of forgetting to drafting wide receivers. All right, come on, let's go, buddy. Let's draft. There we go. Now, the question over in New York, is it Slayton or what's his name? Who's the other wide receiver?
Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, thank you. Total mind blank. So wondering who's going to emerge as the wide receiver number one over there.
So a lot of people like Slayton for what he did last year. I would have Slayton ahead of Darius Shepard, but I would have... Now I can't think of his freaking name. I'm going to have to scroll.
Yeah, my mind blank was contagious.
Golden Tate. I would have Golden Tate as the wide receiver one playing out of the slot. I would put Barkley ahead of him on the target share. I would have Golden Tate ahead of him on the target share. And I would have Evan Ingram ahead of him on the target share. So I would have Darius Slayton right now as the fourth in line for targets for Danny Dimes, and I'm sorry, I'm just not intrigued by the fourth option on the Giants as far as target share goes.
Right. I have a good feeling about Slayton. I do. I'm not a big Golden Tate man.
He was extremely solid last year. I'm going to take a rookie. I'm sorry. I have to.
Why are you sorry? I took a rookie.
Yeah, it's the 10th round. I don't mind it. I'm going to take Zach Moss. No.
I like it better than Singletary.
It's close. It's close, to be honest. Like, if Singletary went in the 7th round, I wouldn't hate it. I think Zach Moss in the 10th round, back end of the 10th at that, is not bad either. But, no, I just, if you look at what Golden Tate did last year in the games he played, like, he was really freaking good. I mean, he was really good. He missed the first couple games of the season because he got suspended for I guess he was taking supplements to help induce his sperm count because him and his wife were trying to have a baby.
Right.
And so the NFL suspended him 3 games. I went to go look up Golden Tate, and it came up Golden State. That's just freaking hilarious.
That's fun. Do you want to go over the 9th round?
Go for it.
All right. We got I Hate Greg. Blame Greg for Debo Sanders. Samuel.
I was going to take him. I would have taken him too.
I know. I wanted him so bad. We got Cohen. We got Deontay Johnson, which I like that late. Tyler Boyd. Will Fuller. Now, Will Fuller in the 9th round is pretty good. You know, I mean, Marvin Jones. I like that pick. We got Ruggs. We got Matt Breida. We got Gronk. We got Philip Lindsay. We got Emmanuel Sanders. And we got Vaughn.
I'm not a huge Vaughn fan. Like, they got Shady there now. They got Keyshawn Vaughn. They got the incumbent Ronald Jones. Like, I'm just – I don't know. Like, I'm just not sold
on Keyshawn Vaughn. I'll take Vaughn over Ronald Jones.
I would take Jones over Vaughn. And Jones has already been in the league for 2 years, and he's younger than Keyshawn Vaughn.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. When Ronald Jones was drafted, he was the youngest player in the NFL.
How old was he when he got drafted?
I believe he was 20.
Wow.
Yeah. So my pick just went. I Hate Greg. He knew I was going to take him.
Oh, nice pick with the Preston Williams. Yeah, so are you going to go over?
The coach came out today and said that Preston Williams is cleared for practice with his ACL. So he's
nice.
Looking like he should be good to start the season, which is good for Miami.
So I can go over the 10th round, George.
Yeah, I will. 10th round, where are we at? 10-1, Jalen Reagor. 10-2, Antonio Gibson. I don't know how I feel about him. He wasn't exactly a running back in college. They kind of used him all over the place. He's a good offensive weapon, but I just don't know if I trust him as a running back behind Geis. Darius Slayton, we already talked about. CeeDee Lamb at 10-4. You talked a little bit about Alexander Mattison at 10-5. 10-6 was Drew Lock. 10-7 was Tevin Coleman. I love that pick. 10-8 was – I took Zach Moss. 10-9 was Jamison Crowder. 10-10, Jonnu Smith. I love that pick. 10-11, finally Bonnaroo Jack got a quarterback at Ben Roethlisberger. And 10-12 was Tyler Higbee to Greg.
Greg is kind of doing pretty good on this draft. I'm actually pretty impressed. Well, I didn't like the Jonathan Taylor that early, but I'm kind of liking this draft.
This is going to be so early to take this guy.
If you take my guy, I'm going to hate you forever.
It's way too early to take him, though. That's the problem.
Do not take my guy. I'll kill you. I know where you live.
I've only got 2 wide receivers as well.
Oh, don't you dare.
Yeah, I'm going to take Justin Jefferson. 5.
He was my 2nd on my queue, you.
Love Justin Jefferson. I'm not a big fan of rookies, but this late, like after the 10th round, I don't mind taking rookies at this point. They're dart throws, right?
My pick is going to be phenomenal at the 11th round. I just cannot wait to pick him because I don't think anyone's going to.
Oh, I hope he gets. I hope he goes at 11-9 right now.
Do you know? You know who I'm about to pick, don't you?
I have a feeling, but we'll see. We shall see.
All right, we got. Yeah, it's pretty. I have a lot of love. I've tweeted about him. I've talked about him all the time. And there we go, Mr. Alan Lazard. Especially his value just went up. Wait, what happened to him? Why didn't he get on there? Oh, I took him off the queue.
Here, I'll just go ahead and assign somebody for you. How's that?
No, you will not. I got my man. Oh, I just love him. He's definitely now with the wide receiver, too. Who was it? who just opted out. Was it Deshaun?
Devin Funchess.
Oh, that's right. So that just makes.
But Alan here's the Lazard question: like, was there really like if you're questioning is Alan Lazard the two or Devin Funchess the two, like doesn't that kind of say a lot about Alan Lazard?
Well, he finally, you know, this is his second year, and he got some chemistry with Aaron Rodgers, and in the 11th round, it's a great pick.
He's got Geronimo Allison, who, by the way, opted out, written all over him.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. The last two years, so many people were all up on Geronimo Allison. Love him, love him, love him. He's going to be the number two.
I never liked him.
He's going to be the number two in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers loves the guy. He's super reliable. And then he went out and did nothing for you last year. I would not be surprised if we see an MVS breakout this year at the wide receiver two position. I just would not.
I'm going Kerry.
Go ahead.
I'm going Kerryon Johnson in the 12th round, which is, I know he's injury prone. I know they got a rookie, but someone, we do need the vets to start out. And yep. I'm liking him in the, what round are we in, the 12th round?
Yeah, no, it's a smart pick. I was kind of hoping he actually made it back to me, but that's all right. I debated between Damian Harris and Justin Jefferson. The only reason I went with Justin Jefferson is I only had two wide receivers on my team at that point. Kenny Galladay and Will Fuller. And I'm sorry, I like Will Fuller, but I don't want to trust him as my only wide receiver too.
So I got a question for you, Jared.
Yep.
Now with the news of Alex Smith returning, which is phenomenal. I mean, how
it's amazing.
It reminds me of Drew Bledsoe, you know, how, I mean, the severity of the injury and coming back. What happens to Dwayne Haskins? Does that, like, does he become just a good stash on your dynasty team? Do you draft him and redraft? I mean, what would you do with Dwayne Haskins right now?
Well, listen, in redraft, even in Superflex, like, I'm not touching him. And if you look at this draft, nobody has taken him yet. He is still sitting there waiting to be drafted. So that's all you really need to know about Dwayne Haskins. We're in the 12th round of a Superflex league, and he's still available. Nobody wants him. Now, I have seen photos of him. He has definitely shed some weight. He looks a lot bigger. So, I mean, he's putting in the offseason work for sure. I just don't know if it's going to translate. Like, I wasn't a big Dwayne Haskins fan. I wasn't a Dwayne Haskins guy, so I honestly, truly don't know what to think of him. I'm not going to say I want to trust Alex Smith. I mean, that leg was absolutely destroyed. He damn near died. Like, have you seen the
I read about it. I did not want to see it. That would just. I get weebie-jeezies without that. I did not need to see it to understand the severity of the injury.
That documentary was absolutely amazing. Like, I 100% recommend anybody watching it. Like, it was so good. Major props to Stephon Gabel and ESPN and all of them. They did a phenomenal job doing that. Major props to Alex Smith for allowing them to do that. Because I don't know if I would have allowed them to record as much as they did, have as much access as they did. Like, I mean, they almost had pretty much unfettered access to him and what he was going through. And it was, I mean, the guy almost died. It was really, really gruesome.
Well, one thing about Alex Smith going back is that it will help Haskins, you know, I think that quarterbacks that have a veteran mentor, there's the few that, like the Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jacksons, that explode. But for the most part, if you can have, you know, a veteran mentor, I think that would help support you. That's why I'm excited with Winston over in New Orleans to be shadowing behind Breeze. I think he'll come out to be amazing after a little bit of mentoring.
I don't know if he's going to come out and be amazing. Like, I think that's a large stretch for Jameis Winston. Like, I've never been a big Winston guy.
Come on, he had 30 for 30. He had his own 30 for 30 show.
He 30 for 30, threw for over 5,000 yards, like no doubt. But the reason why he threw for 30 touchdowns and over 5,000 yards is because he threw 30 interceptions. No doubt that is the reason why he had such a prolific stats is because he turned the ball over so many times.
Right. All right. So which round are we on? I think we're on
11. Go through it. 11.
11. All righty. So Greg sniped us both with the Mr. Preston Williams.
Yep.
Then we got Latavius Murray. Hunter Henry, that was a good pick that late. And my favorite quarterback of all times, Philip Rivers. Then Justin Jefferson, Jared Cook, which is actually a good place for him. Kirk Cousins, Teddy Bridgewater, Jerry Jeudy, my favorite guy, Alan Lazard, Kristen Kirk, and Austin Hooper. And I don't like Austin Hooper's new landing spot. I just got to tell you, I don't think he's going to do well in Cleveland.
Too many mouths to feed. I agree.
Way too many mouths to feed. And a downgrade in quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'll go with that. Definitely a downgrade in quarterback. I like Baker. I still like Baker. I like Baker.
I think he's just not a Ryan.
He could be a Matt Ryan, though. That's the problem.
Right, he could be. He's just not. This is a redraft league, so Ryan's still throwing. They have a terrible defense, so he ends up having to throw all the time. Where Cleveland's actually the build is kind of working. I have a good feeling about Cleveland this year, and they've got some great weapons, and more so than Ryan did. So I'm not liking the Austin Hooper. And then they also have who wants to be traded? Why is the
killer? David Njoku.
The other. Thank you. And their tight end coach and the offensive coordinator likes to use the two tight end schemes. So I don't know. I'm just not.
No, I'm not thrilled. There's a lot of mouths to feed. You got Jarvis. You got Odell. Like, those guys are both target hogs.
But if he was my second tight end, it'd be one thing. He is easy-esque first tight end. So. Yeah,
he waited on tight end. There's guys that went after Hooper that I like a lot more. Gesicki, Noah Fain, T.J. Hockenson went after him. Like, all those guys I like.
I even like Jack Doyle.
I'm not going to go that far. Not going that far. Let's be honest. At this point in the draft, if you're waiting until the end of the 11th round to take your first tight end, really you're just hitting a dart throw. You're hoping to get somebody who just doesn't kill you week in, week out.
Unless you take Ian Thomas as your backup tight end.
Which you just did.
Exactly.
Yep.
I would have gone Dallas Goedert, but I had Ertz, so I couldn't go Goedert.
Nope, it's not. Listen, I don't think it would have been very smart to take Ertz and Goedert.
I don't think so either.
So,
would tease me on that one.
Probably would have done that.
No.
So
you tease me for less.
Exactly. I don't need a reason to tease you. I can just do it. But no, it's one of those things where I'm not sold on Austin Hooper. New team, new scheme, new coach. Like you said, it is a downgrade at quarterback. Baker can become a Matt Ryan. Don't get me wrong. But right now, Baker is not Matt Ryan. So we can't treat him like he is.
And this is such a strange year. Yeah. I mean, we have no idea what to expect. We have no preseason. And was it 2010 or 11 when we had the lockout and they had no preseason?
Yep.
We experienced a 25% increase in injuries without, you know, that additional practice time. Now we have COVID hanging over that plus, you know, the injury factor. And we have these guys, you know, not being able to get together, and no preseason. Has that ever happened in the I don't think it's ever happened since the merger, no preseason. So we've got so many strange variables. Who knows what's going to go on with these new players and on these new teams or these rookies? But it might blow our mind. We don't know. I mean, it's a whole unknown.
Yeah, I don't think the NFL has ever canceled the preseason. While you were talking about it, I Googled it, and I have not been able to find where the NFL has ever canceled the preseason. So I'm fairly confident they've never canceled the preseason before.
So what round are we on?
It's 2020. That's all I got to say, Fallon. It's 2020.
Yeah, it's typical for this year.
Yep. So we are currently on the 12th round. I'll run through it real quick. 12-1 was Damian Harris. 12-2 was John Brown. 12-3, Kerryon Johnson to Fallon. 12-4, Gardner the Mustache Minshew. 12-5, Chase Edmonds. 12-6, way too early, Brandon Ayuk. 12-7, Mike Gesicki. I love that pick. 12-8.
I do too.
Daryl Henderson. 12-9, Noah Fant. Like that pick as well. 12-10 was Duke Johnson.
I like that.
I do too. 12-11 was Derek Carr. So Bonnaroo Jack, for those paying attention at home, he ended up with two quarterbacks, Ben Roethlisberger, Derek Carr. Don't hate it. Don't love it. And number 12, Mike Williams, who I love that pick. So I honestly think Greg is killing the draft late with these wide receivers. Preston Williams, yeah. Mike Williams, Deebo Samuel. He's killing the draft late with these wide receivers.
See, I am concerned about the Chargers. And see, it's weird that I don't have to hate them anymore because Rivers is gone. It's just with the quarterback, you know, we have Tyrod and then who'd they draft? The rookie. And it goes back to the whole weirdness of COVID and we don't know how everyone's going to mesh. And I'm just not trusting any Charger wide receiver this year. You timed out.
I did. I was talking and not paying attention, so I'm going to have to assign my player.
I just don't trust. That's the reason why I don't trust any of the Chargers wide receivers. I love the running backs. I'm just hesitant on their wide receivers this year.
Yeah, I timed out, but I ended up taking the guy who I thought would be the wide receiver one in the Giants, and that's Golden Tate.
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm pretty close to right. So in 11 games, in 11 games last year, he had 85 targets, 49 receptions for 676 yards and 6 touchdowns. He had a touchdown or 100 yards in 5 of his 11 games, he either scored a touchdown or had 100 yards or both. And one game, he absolutely killed it against the Jets, who are going to be horrible this year, where he had 4 receptions for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like, he's just been super consistent week in, week out. He gets the targets. He gets the PPR receptions. And in the games where he doesn't get a lot, like against Chicago, 3 for 33, but he got a touchdown. Against Miami, he had 1 reception for 51 yards and a touchdown. Like, he does not kill you. He just goes out week in, week out,
sexy.
Oh, no, it's sexy in a PPR. Don't get me wrong. Like,
What I find interesting, though, is looking at the ADP. So my pick of Slayton, his ADP was so much higher. And then we have Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate so much lower. I mean, you just have to wonder how the ADP really, you know, works. I read an article a few years back between CBS, Yahoo, and ESPN, and how they actually had bias in their ADP based because of their location. So, you know, there's some behind the scenes. You have to wonder why these guys fall where they do.
Yeah, no, I agree. They all have their own algorithms. Trying to understand them to me is just pointless. I'm honestly not trying to understand their algorithms. They are what they are. I just know if I can get Golden Tate at 1408, I'm more than happy to take him. In a
PPR, I think that's a great pick.
Yeah, in a PPR league, he's going to go out. And let me see real quick. I want to see how many weeks did he have that he was not in double digits as far as PPR and whatnot. So there's one. Only 2 weeks all year he was not in double-digit points. The very first week against Minnesota, he had 3 for 13. That kind of hurt you. At Philadelphia, he had 1 for 11. That kind of hurt you. But outside of that, he was putting up double-digit points every single week. So, I mean, if you're telling me I could get a guy at the back end of the 14th round that's going to put up double-digit points every single week, I'm more than happy to have that gentleman on my team.
Well, I didn't realize Lynn Bowden Jr. got into so much trouble. I was kind of liking him.
He's
kind of like a thug, it looks like. I mean, he hasn't been, was he charged or just, I don't know, but it looks scary. Now I was excited for him this year.
Yeah, I want to stay away from him.
It's sad. It's just sad to see these kids.
I didn't want that
come
pick.
Ooh, I like it though.
I do too.
Come into the league and just mess it up.
I do too.
Like, especially in the 15th round. Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally love that pick.
That's not who I wanted. That's okay. Hopefully they make it back.
All right. So what round are we on? I think 13.
14. We just did. No, we didn't 14. Do 13. Go ahead and read through 13.
All right. Oh, we're starting with A.J. Dillon and then T.J. Hockerson. Am I saying that right?
Hockenson.
All right. Then we got Tua. Then we got...
No. Bull crap. Go back. What's his name?
What?
Say his name, Hockenson. Fallon.
Hockenson.
Nope. Say Tua's last name.
Hockenson.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua's last name. Oh, yeah, what you said.
You're on the clock. I'll go. I'll take it up.
Why do I get all the hard names this one?
So
now we got Darrington Evans, Nian Himes, Dwayne Haskins, Justin Jackson. Thank the Lord. Tony Pollard, Boston Scott, Ian Thomas, McCole Hardman, and Blake Jarwin.
You struggled with that one. Between D'Artagnan Evans and Tua Tagovailoa and T.J. Hockenson, you...
You think I learned to read just last year, huh?
Fallon, you have until next Monday to be able to say Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay, I've got 11 seconds to pick somebody.
I know. I was trying to save you and let me read while you were talking, but...
All right. I'm going Curtis Samuel. I kind of like him.
Not bad. So, yeah, they said earlier today, as we mentioned, Tua cleared for practice. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind if Tua was healthy this last season, he would have been the very first pick off the board. He would definitely be in Cincinnati right now, not in Miami.
Right. I agree with you. All right, my next pick is going to be very interesting. You may not like it. I'm going to love it. It's because, you know, if Gurley gets injured or something goes on, I think Ito Smith has an opportunity with – don't shake your head at me, Greg.
I'm glad you said Ito Smith and not Quadri Allison. Thank you for that.
I mean, for Mr. Irrelevant, I think he's a good pick. Ooh, I like the Steven Sims Jr. pick, though. All right, I did the hard round. You get to do the easy round. Hit it for 14.
The last round was the easy round?
With name-wise.
Round 14.
So easy as took Deshaun Jackson, but didn't he opt out? No, that was
no, he did not.
No, that was Hunches that opted out.
Yep. All right, so 1401 was D-Jax, 1402 was the Lizard King, 1403 was N'Keal Harry. If you're wondering who the Lizard King is, that is Sammy Watkins. Dallas Goedert at 1404, Paris Campbell at 1405, LaShawn McCoy, who I was going to take at 1406, Sterling Shepard at 1407. I went with the wide receiver one on the same team at 1408 in Golden Tate. Sam Darnold at 1409, Josh Kelly 1410, 1411 Tyrod Taylor, and 1412 is Anthony Miller. And I
like the Anthony Miller pick.
I do too. Like I said, Greg's been killing it. He can't speak, but he can hear us, and he's been a trooper by staying on the call, even though he's having audio problems. Welcome to live shows, folks. But my next pick is somebody that I'm going to take, and he is not even on the queue. I'm going to have to find
him. Do you think Frank Gore is ever going to retire? I mean, that guy's like 65 and still does killing it. Well, not killing it like he used to, but still, I mean, he got a few good games here and there. I mean, he just won't go away.
I think.
And I like that about him, too.
I think Frank Gore's got at least another season in him. It ain't going to be great, but I think it'll be
good. I was thinking another 15 seasons in him.
No, I don't.
The way he's been going.
So I'm trying to pick my player, and I have him right here, but unless somebody already took him.
Who are you looking for?
I don't think he's taken. That's the only problem. Let me see.
I love that Benny Snell pick you took. I know you didn't want him, but I like it.
No, it's... Listen, like, if anybody should be opting out, you know, you figure it would be the guy with cancer.
Right. Jalen Samuels. All right, I'll go over a 15 while you find your guy.
There we go. I got him. Sorry.
We got 15-1. We got Adrian Peterson. We got Michael Pittman Jr. at 15-2. Rashad Perryman. Anthony McFarland Jr. Benny Snell. Alshon Jeffrey. DeAndre Washington. Eric Ebron. Hunter Renfrow. Curtis Samuel. Dawson Knox. And John Ross III. So what are you liking or not liking about that? I already told you I love your pick of the Benny Snell. You know, I think Hunter Renfrow that late is kind of a steal. It's a dart throw, but...
I completely agree. He came on last year. He's going to be a good PPR monster. I call everybody a PPR monster. He's not going to be a PPR monster, but he's going to have good games. Like at this
potential.
Late, there's definitely potential there. For sure.
Yeah, it's the 15th round. You got to love it.
Yeah. The only reason I took Benny Snell is, as I previously mentioned, like, you know... James Conner does have a weakened immune system from mm-hmm. having cancer when he was younger. So, it would not surprise me at all if he decides to opt out. And if he does, the backup there is going to be – the guy you're going to want is Benny Snell. It's not going to be right. McFarland.
Jalen Smith. All right, so you take Antonio Brown, which does not surprise me whatsoever. He's getting eight game suspension?
Eight game suspension.
And we don't even know if it's going to go, the season's going to go 8 weeks. But it's a good throw at the last.
It's the last round. Last pick. I can cut him, like no big deal. The upside is all I was taking there. So I don't hate Antonio Brown at the 16th round. He's been linked to Seattle. What's his name? Lamar Jackson has openly said he wants Antonio Brown in Baltimore. And if Antonio Brown goes to Baltimore, like, I love it. So
that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So I like, you can shit on Antonio Brown all you want. I know his antics last year were absolutely atrocious. There's no defending them. But in the 18th round, Like,
I have why to not? Say, I wonder if those antics aren't him, but actually the effect of all the head injuries. He just went so crazy.
When it first started, I kept saying it was CTE, and that he's got it's early onset of CTE, and or he's got real mental health issues. And when I was first saying that, people were like, "Oh, come on, leave him alone. He does not." And it's like, no, stop. Like, set your bias aside and look at what the guy is doing. Like,
yeah,
he legit is displaying mental health issues. And the more that, you know, he displayed himself, the more and more and more people are like, you know what? I think he's got a mental health issue. Yes, of course he does. Of course
he does. You know what? You've got to bless Hayden Hurst for coming out how he did and for what he stands for, because I think that will help other players do the same. Because I have to agree with you on Antonio Brown. I was with you on that. It's either CTE or mental health, because this is not making sense.
No, it's not
what's normal. Going on with him. It wasn't his normal. Yeah, he did. You know, he did some whatever NFL players do when he was with Steelers, but this was beyond that. Correct. So, well, anyways, let's go to our last round.
Well, no, we're going to skip skip the last round. Nobody cares about the last round.
Well, though I will say, Mr. Irrelevant, Nick Foles by Greg was actually a pretty good pick. You know, we have no idea what's going to go over there.
I can't keep saying Greg had good picks. I'm not doing it. It's just not happening. All right, so what I'll do is we'll read off our teams, because, you know, we're the ones on the show, so we'll just read off our entire team, and then we'll ask our favorite picks. We'll look at everybody else's, say what pick did we like the most, what pick did we like the least, and then we'll wrap it up. Fallon,
you're gonna read up, Greg.
Fallon, you go first.
All right, I started with Derrick Henry, and I've been taking him first quite a bit, and he keeps falling in my lap. Then I went Tariq Hill, Deshaun Watson, Mike Evans, Zach Ertz, Cam Akers, Baker Mayfield, Marlon Mack, Philip Lindsay, Darius Slayton, Alan Lazard, Kerryon Johnson, Ian Thomas, N'Keal Harry, Curtis Samuel, and Ito Smith, and no one with a hard name.
No one with a hard name. All right, next we will throw it over to Greg. Greg, tell us about your team.
He still
can't. Oh, that's right. You can't talk, can you, Greg?
you are such a pain in the...
All right. I'll read Greg's team. Love you, Greg.
You got a lot of sense of humor through this.
So Greg had the first overall pick. So he picked first and then obviously took the turn. We discussed his team quite in length as it went on, because I really liked some of the wide receiver picks he was taking. He started out with, of course, Christian McCaffrey 101, followed by George Kittle, Jonathan Taylor, A.J. Brown, Russell Wilson as his QB1, A.J. Green, Brandon Cooks, Ryan Tannehill as his QB2, Deebo Samuel, Tyler Higbee, Preston Williams, Mike Williams, A.J. Dillon, Anthony Miller, Adrian Peterson, and Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft, as previously mentioned, Nick Foles. Overall,
you know who I like in.
Go ahead, Fallon.
You know who I really like in the pick? You know, I already mentioned early on I didn't like his first couple picks, Jonathan Taylor and A.J. Brown. But I really like Brandon Cooks and how late he's falling at 7.1. Yeah, he does have concussion issues, but, you know, he's a hell of a wide receiver behind Deshaun Watson. And he, you know, he's going to step into that wide receiver one, because Will Fuller can't stay healthy for more than two or three games.
Leave my Will Fuller pick alone. And
yeah, you picked him, what, 10th or something like that? I'm excited about Brandon Cooks and where he's fallen. So I think that was a great pick of his.
So the one thing I can say about Brandon Cooks is he's literally had the who's who of quarterbacks throwing to him. Like, just all-time greats. He started out with Drew Brees. And then he went to Tom Brady, and then he went to Jared Goff, and now he's got Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Like, he's had really good quarterbacks throwing the ball to him. God bless that man. He's been fortunate. He's been blessed. I'll go through with my team real quick, make it short and sweet. I was picking from the 1-5 spot. I had Dalvin Cook, Travis Kelce, Dak Prescott, Kenny Galladay, Mark Ingram, Drew Brees, Evan Ingram, Jordan Howard, Will Fuller, Zach Moss, Justin Jefferson, Darrell Henderson, Nyheim Himes, Golden Tate, Benny Snell, and a late flyer on Antonio Brown.
Jordan Howard in the 8th round. I think he's going to come through as the RB1, and that's just craziness.
I think people look at how bad Miami was last year. They have to realize it is not the same team this year. Mm-mm. A totally different team. They spent over $200 million on free agents. They had a ton of draft picks. They got a huge upgrade in quarterback. They won 4 of their last 6 games last year. Like, they are totally moving in the right direction. This is not going to be team. This is not going to be a team that's going to go out and knock your socks off this year. Absolutely not. They got so many new players, so much youth infused on that team. It's going to be a 2 or 3 year window before you get to see the returns on what Miami is doing. But they're moving in the right direction, and they're loaded with draft picks again next year. Oh my God!
Yeah, and I love that. But I love your Jordan Howard. I mean, granted, he's not a PPR guy. However, he is a running back that's going to – I think he's going to do better than your Mark Ingram pick.
I don't. I think Mark Ingram is a very solid RB1. Everyone keeps talking about J.K. Dobbins, J.K. Dobbins. Listen, J.K. Dobbins
is going to come in. He's not going to play this year.
No, he'll play this year.
Well, I don't see him relevant this year. Excuse me, I take that back.
As much as they – listen, the Baltimore Ravens run the ball more than any team in the NFL. Like, they are number one rushing team in the NFL.
Are they above Seattle?
Yes, significantly.
Wow.
The second most running team in the NFL is the 49ers. But Seattle definitely outran or Baltimore definitely outran the 49ers. But I don't think J.K. Dobbins is going to come in and eat into Mark Ingram's share. If anything, he's going to come in and take away from Gus Edwards. And I think Gus Edwards, I think he had like 100.
Did he even get picked?
No.
I don't think he even got picked.
He didn't.
So let me ask you, what you thought on Joe Burrow this year? Do you think he's going to be – there's a lot of hype and a lot of stress, and I hate it when they do that to rookie quarterbacks. It's like, give the guy a year to be a rookie and figure things out. And, man, the stress they're putting on Joe Burrow.
Comes with being the number one pick overall. I mean, right? he's got all the weapons around him. He's got A.J. Green. He's got T. Higgins. He's got Joe Mixon. He's got Tyler Boyd. Like, you know, there's weapons there. There's players there. It's not a bare cupboard. They're getting their offensive lineman, their first-round pick from last year's coming back. So, I mean, he's going to a team that has historically, when healthy, been a superstar wide receiver in AJ Green. What has most people believe, and I'm – this is a make it or break it season for Mixon for me. But most people believe Mixon is an above average running back. So, I mean, he's coming into a good situation.
Right. I just, you know, I remember Elway, and he was first round pick. And his first year, if you look at those stats, they were embarrassing. I remember my dad yelling, saying, you should have gone and played baseball.
That's because Elway was not as good as Marino, and he was being prepared to Marino in that class.
Well, it just, I mean, that was a great class, but it used to be we allowed rookies a year or two to actually, you know, fit into their position. Now it's so, we expect so much from them right from the get-go. It's like, let these guys, you know, college isn't the pros.
No, I agree.
I just think that we're in such an instant society. It's like a ramen noodles, just add water society, that we're not allowing these guys to really grow into their positions. That's what I was referring to earlier when I was talking about Haskins learning from Alex Smith. Doesn't mean he's going to be amazing, but at least he's got a mentor.
Exactly. And that's why, like, Burrow does not have that in Cincinnati. But he's also the number one pick, and he's being handed the keys to the castle right away and said, here, take it and go. You look at the other quarterbacks that were taken in this draft. Tua Tagovailoa, you know, he's got Fitzmagic. And Fitzmagic has already said, like, this is to his team. I'm a placeholder. My job is to make sure he's ready so when he takes over, he can go. And I love that mentality.
That's going to be exciting.
I love that. Yeah. I love that mentality. Same thing, Tyrod Taylor and Justin Herbert. Like, Tyrod Taylor knows, hey, this is going to be Herbert's team. Like, I'm here. I'm the placeholder. I'll work with the guy. I will teach him. I will mentor him. Yes, Tyrod Taylor is still young. Yes, he still wants to play. But he knows at the end of the day that is going to be Herbert's team. You don't take a guy in the first six picks and expect, you know, you're going to start over him all year long.
Here's an interesting one. Aaron Rodgers and Love. That one, it's kind of reminiscent of Rodgers and Favre.
Except Rodgers was a first-round pick and Love was not.
Right. But still, it was, you know, I don't know. I just threw that out. No, well, I agree.
Like, Aaron Rodgers is not, like, he's not going to mentor Love. It's just not going to happen.
No, it just, I think he's got a little bit of chip on the shoulder, which I think might make him better this year. That chip on the shoulder is going to be like, you know what? You're going to do that. Look how great I am. And, you know, I might walk.
I absolutely. Well, he can't walk. I mean, he has no way of leaving until 2022. So, but no, I absolutely agree. And I love, Love coming out. Like, I think he's in a great situation. Aaron Rodgers may not mentor him, but him being able to be there and watch Aaron Rodgers and learn what he does and how he prepares, like, that's right. That's invaluable.
Precisely, exactly. And it's, you know, this is what I didn't like about Osweiler. He had the opportunity to be mentored by one of the greatest, Peyton Manning. And that kid was knew it all, and he did not take advantage of that. And you can see, and that's why he's no longer playing anymore. And it's like, when you get an opportunity, you know, just to watch someone that good. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is definitely a Hall of Famer, and he does things, you know, he can throw balls that anyone else can, but no one else can throw the balls he throws. So I don't know.
I know.
Well, I got to say, in closing, my team, I like it, don't love it.
Okay, real quick, what's your favorite pick in the entire draft, and what's your least favorite pick in the entire draft?
My favorite pick is Zach Ertz at the fifth. I just got to say, that's just with that value, I got to love it.
Yep. What was your least favorite pick? And it doesn't have to be on your team. It could be anywhere in the draft.
My least favorite pick. Why don't you tell me your favorite pick while I look over my least favorite pick?
All right. My favorite pick, and I hate going to Greg, but it's going to be the Preston Williams at 11-1. Like, that one hurt me, Greg. Great pick on your behalf. I see you chuckling. I'd ask you to tell us about it, but, you know, nobody wants to hear you. So he's giving us a thumbs up over here, just for those of you watching and following along at home. My least favorite pick, we touched on it earlier. It's definitely Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round. I can't take him before Henry, Mixon, or Chubb. Sorry, not doing it. For me, he falls. I'd take Josh Jacobs over Edwards-Helaire. For me right now, he's falling in that Kenyon Drake, Austin Eckler, Miles Sanders range. I can't take him that early. Just can't do it.
I've got two least favorites, and then the same round, and they're in the third round. And we kind of touched on it already, and this one's with Greg. I do not like that Jonathan Taylor at 3.1. There's just too much, you know, much better picks after that. And then we touched on the Allen Robinson pick at 3.8. So those are the two that I really don't love.
All right. Well, Fallon, thank you for joining me for the draft tonight. Greg.
Though I do have to tell you, I think my team's better than yours.
Well, you'd be wrong, but that's okay.
Oh, no.
You would definitely be wrong, but that's okay.
I let you believe that you're on the right side of history, even though you're never on the right side of history.
Okay, well, you know. Almost every time we play, I win. That's fine. Fallon, why don't you tell the people listening at home where they could follow you?
Well, I can be found on Sleeper at Just a Girl. If any of you guys are on Fantasy Life app, I am Just a Girl. And on Twitter, I am FF_Just a Girl.
Fantastic. You can follow Greg on all social media platforms, which for him include the Sleeper app and Twitter at Dino Mechanic. And you can follow me at Twitter as BFTG Pod. You can follow me on Sleeper app at BFTGEO. On the Sleeper app, I am at GEO. You can also follow the Sleeper Wire Network on at Sleeper Wire. I guess I'm supposed to talk about the Pro-Am. Greg just hit me up with that. We have a couple days left for the Pro-Am. If you still want to get in, you could play against some of the top top players in the fantasy industry. Justin Boone, Pat Fitzmaurice, Marcus Grant, Matt Harmon, Mark Schofield, just to name a few. There's a ton of people playing in this. You can message Sleeper Wire Show on Twitter for more details. Or you can go to sleeperwire.com. With that,
so George, when is the deadline for this?
Next week or the week after. I don't
know. Nice.
Message at Professor_ChrisSW for more details on when the deadline is, because he knows and I do not. with that said, Fallon, Greg, thank you all for joining us tonight. Have a great night. Thank you all for listening at home. We'll see you next Monday.